Welcome to Everything EFL. My name's Erin O'Byrne, and I firmly believe that you as a teacher are special, amazing, creative, and passionate. But it's very easy to get burnt out and overwhelmed. With my podcast and my teacher training, I aim to help you avoid burnout and cut down on your prep time so you can unleash your creativity and enjoy your work more mindfully. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, you gorgeous teacher. If you're one of my lovely regular listeners, welcome back. If you're brand new to Everything EFL podcast, you are most welcome. Welcome to the segment of my mantra series where I share with you a few things that I seem to say a lot when I'm teacher training. I see a few more people joining my newsletter since my last episode, so thank you very much for your faith in me and let me know if you're doing the weekly challenges. I adore hearing from you. In fact, let me know about anything in your life. If you need help, need support, if you have any comments, queries, anything, get in touch. Well, I'm going to start with a question. If you're not doing something that's challenging your current way of doing things, have you asked yourself why? Now, there's absolutely no judgment in that question, but it might be worth reflecting on this. And in an amazing coincidence, that just so happens to segue perfectly into this episode. If you are taking the time out of your busy day to listen to me, there's a reason, and I assume that reason is that you want to improve or make a change to your teaching. And now I'd argue that this can be done not necessarily because of your skill set, I'd argue it's your mindset, growth mindset. Now there's a fantastic sketch note on the benefits of stepping out of your comfort zone, which is what this episode is all about, by Sylvia Duckworth from teachingthought.com. And I created a post for this. So see the link in the show notes and you can go directly to the post to see all of the benefits of stepping out of your comfort zone. And obviously I'll talk a little bit about that later. Back to you though, my gorgeous teacher. I know that you've stepped outside your comfort zone before. You've learnt or mastered at least one language. You've probably travelled and lived in different countries, and I'm sure you've done loads of stuff in your time. But when it comes to teaching, are you a little stuck in your ways? Again, no judgment, but I think teachers are, to an extent, creatures of habit. We get very comfortable very quickly with what we know and what we like. And, you know, again, no criticism, no judgment. However, sometimes it's a help. It's good for students to know exactly what to expect, to have some sort of routine and regularity, but sometimes that can be a hindrance. Not changing things up a bit or trying new stuff and not seeing what works and also what doesn't can lead to stagnation, frustration, demotivation, possibly lack of enjoyment and variation from your job, and maybe even boredom. Remember that passion you first had as a teacher? You can still have it as long as you step outside your comfort zone. So let's start by taking a look at the reasons that we don't do it. Firstly, fear. That's natural. My advice? Put yourself in the place of your students. Don't we always ask them to do things they don't want to do, like, you know, speak, answer questions when they're not sure of the answer, do a presentation, you know, and we don't expect miracles from them. And we certainly don't judge them if they don't get it completely right. But we're always telling them, don't be afraid. But the fact is, this kind of thing can be terrifying for some students. Why? In a lot of cases, they feel the fear, that what if moment. So don't just put yourself in the place of your student. Treat yourself like a student. Teaching is one of those professions where you will never, ever stop learning. If you don't have time for books, let someone else like me do the heavy lifting and just take a little bit of advice or a tip or an activity and try it. Then try another one. Secondly, there are tons of videos, books, articles, and resources out there. I mean, look, I've saved a million different posts on LinkedIn alone, and I haven't looked at them. I've got 4 books that I ordered from Amazon in the last year, and they're just sitting there. I haven't read them yet. I'm trying to find the time to read them and implement something in my class. But at the end of the day, trying new stuff is overwhelming because life, you're snowed under. Kids, family, cleaning, lesson prep, stuff. But the fact you're listening to me now is a good sign. And the good news is, it doesn't always have to be overwhelming. I think I've said this, probably a million times before, small steps to better teaching, step by step. You know, we do things for our students step by step to scaffold and make sure they can reach the end goal of production. One thing at a time. So, you know, and that's it. That's all it takes. Don't go crazy and do too much. I mean, a perfect example is, you know, if you're not a techie teacher, and I include myself in that category, you know, don't try and create a video and upload it to YouTube. You know, turn on your camera, speak for 5 seconds, turn it off and have a look at it. And lastly, you know, are you scared of something bombing? First, so what? It's all a learning experience. So what if you try something new and it doesn't work? You know, do you get mad at a student if you teach them a grammar point and they try to use it and they make a mess of it? Why not? Because they tried. So, you know, the same goes for you, my friend. Live it and learn from it. And secondly, it's never as bad as you think it's going to be, is it? And lastly, you know, how will you know until you try? If you want to grow, you have to be willing to step outside your comfort zone and try something new. So let's talk about some benefits of stepping outside your comfort zone from the sketch note that I mentioned before that I have a link to in my show notes. I'm just going to go through a couple of them just so you get the idea. Firstly, you'll start growing quickly and gaining more interest in trying new things. And, you know, I think this is self-perpetuating. I added that last bit. New stuff begets new stuff, I think they said in the Bible. Two, you'll begin to love challenging yourself again. You know, it might help you rediscover that passion that may have diminished a little bit or got buried under, you know, the heavy load of admin and exams. You'll also boost your self-confidence. And, you know, you might start remembering that you're really good at this job. You're the shit, in fact. That last bit was me again. And, you know, you'll realise the only way to success leads through discomfort. You have to experience it, acknowledge those doubts, feel those butterflies, and you will get through it. And like I said, it's never as bad as you think. And what a great lesson to pass on to your students. I'm also going to add one of my own. I think that stepping outside your comfort zone improves adaptability. I mean, what is teaching if it isn't the ability to wing it, to switch things up when they're not working, responding to and reacting to a plethora of situations that can crop up during class? And if you can deal with that, which we do on a daily basis, stepping outside your comfort zone and trying something new should be a walk in the park. The biggest difference between reacting in the moment and then making plans to do something new, the only difference is really that you don't have time to think about it on the spot when you're reacting. Whereas when you're thinking about it and planning, those voices in your head start trying to talk you out of it. You know the ones I'm talking about. So it's all about small steps, small changes, small wins. At the end of the day, if you're not 100% happy with the way things are, don't you think it's time for just, you know, just a teeny little change? And that, my gorgeous rock star of a teacher, is all it takes. So with that said, my challenge for this week is start making a small list of things you'd like to try. Is there an article or a post you saved ages ago? You know, take 5 minutes to read it or watch it or take something from it and try and implement it in your lessons this week. Just one small thing. That's it. The alternative, and I suggest you do this anyway, is subscribe to my Breathe Easy Teacher newsletter. There's a small challenge each week. If there is a podcast episode out, the challenge in the episode and the newsletter is the same. So again, it's not overwhelming. Do the challenge and let me know how you get on. And, you know, really it all boils down to this question. What have you got to lose? So that's it, guys. As per usual, if you want to contact me, my email is in the show notes, or you can do it via my newsletter. I'm on Instagram and LinkedIn. If you listen to me on iTunes or Spotify, give me 5 stars and a review. This helps push me up the ratings. Listen to my back catalogue and share an episode or episodes with a colleague if you think they'll find some value in it. And if you'd like me to visit your school online or possibly in person if you're in Dublin and do my lexical approach webinar or maybe some other kind of teacher training in your school, ask your admin to contact me. My email is in the show notes. And as always, look after yourself, have a safe and peaceful week, and share the love. Bye.